He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
What I thought I'd do today is take some excerpts from an interview that I did with Dave Hodson, and he is from 3D Solutions, and they make a VR1 Plus, and it's a virtual reality headset. And this thing is unbelievable. I had the pleasure of actually putting one on, and I gotta tell you, this augmented virtual 3D reality is really gonna be something. You can look up, down, left, right, turn all around. So what I thought I'd do is I would just take some excerpts from this interview. It's about 15, 16 minutes. The interview was actually a half hour, so rather than bore you with all the technical details, I thought I would take some excerpts on this particular device and just let you hear a little bit about what this unit can do. Now, keep in mind that one of the reasons I selected this device, this gentleman to interview, is because this product is made by Zeiss. And if you know anything about lenses, Zeiss and optics are synonymous. They make some incredible optical glass for telescopes, microscopes, cameras. I have several lenses that are Zeiss lenses. They're very high quality and extremely expensive, to say the least. But in any event, Zeiss has made this this device called the VR1, and it's a pretty cool unit, and I think you will like it. If you look, this is actually available right now on Amazon. Let's get that web page up there. Here it is here. It's called the Zeiss VR1 Plus. And one of the things you need to keep in mind is that this particular unit, although it will work for any smartphone, you just basically slide your smartphone in a very elegant carrier, they do make a special one for the iPhone 7 Plus. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Price-wise, this unit for the Plus sells for about $140 on Amazon. You could shop around. You can probably get a better deal. So before we go into that, I just want to point out one thing that was introduced today before I get into this interview, and that is that there's a new device that's been put out by Amazon, and it's called the Echo Look. And this is what it looks like, and it's actually a camera that's built in. The whole look and style has changed from Amazon, and I don't know, they got a kind of an interesting slant on it. It will take pictures of you, and I think I hate to use the word gimmick, but what they're doing with this device is you can stand in front of it, you could ask it to take a photo of you. Apparently, it will take a 360 photo of you if you turn around, and then it will keep a file of what you look like in particular clothes. So it's going after the fashion market, and I think the women market. I'm not sure, but that's just my sense. And other than that, I don't see anything that's really new about it. Introducing the new Echo Look, everything you love about Alexa, and now it can help you look your best. Clearly, it's going after the fashion market. Using your voice, easily take full-length photos and short videos with hands-free camera that includes built-in LED lighting, depth sensing camera, and computer vision based on background blur. So they're playing games, if you will, and I don't like to use the word games either, but they're augmenting what the video looks like and giving you some other features. I do think it's interesting that you're finally seeing the introduction of flash technology, lighting technology, within the Echo platform, and I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because one of the weak links in any web camera has always been the lighting. This is one of the first units that I've seen that actually incorporates LED lighting within the camera, and I think it's a very smart move, and I think that's where the real technological advance is going to be. And I think you're just seeing it's in the embryonic stages of what this can do. So anyway, check this out. It sells for $200, And right now it's by invitation only. You can't buy it right now. You have to get an invitation to buy it. You know, and Amazon plays this baloney all the time, invitation only. And they're trying to create a demand. They did this when they first introduced the Echo. And it's an interesting marketing ploy, if you will. Look, they want to sell as many as you can. In any event, I put my name in. We'll see if I get an invitation, and I will probably buy one. What I'm hearing is that there'll be more Echoes coming out that will actually have a video screen in it. And I'm more interested to see what that looks like, quite frankly, than this particular device, because, I don't know. I think it's a middle step, and that always bugs me when you get stuck in the middle step of a piece of equipment. I suspect the one with the screen in it will do a lot more. I'm thinking you're going to be able to watch internet TV on it and things like that, which would be really cool. Could you imagine just saying, hey, I want to watch, I don't know, heavyweight wrestling from Thailand, whatever. But I think that's where it's going to go. But again, it's an interesting innovation using the LED lights with the camera. $200 is awful steep for this, because if I buy this for $200 and then 2 months later they come out with an LED screen in it and it's $300, I'm not going to be a happy camper. So you got to be careful when you jump into technology like this. You just don't know. But I have been hearing a lot of rumors that a more involved device will be coming out for the Echo family with a built-in TV screen, if you will. Right in the unit. So I thought I would bring you that. And right now, let's take a look at this interview that I did with Dave Hodson. And again, it's excerpt, so it's not going to flow totally coherent from one end to the other end, because as I said, it's a long interview. So this just gives you a little basic background of what this VR unit will do. And you'll see me putting this crazy thing on. And a couple of weeks from now, maybe we'll have Dave back in and we'll get a one-on-one interview. And if I could figure out how to pipe the VR into the camera, that would be really cool. But in any event, let's take a look at this interview. And I hope you enjoy it. And I'll see everybody next week. Right now, I am very honored. I have Mr. Dave Hodson here. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
And he is with Total 3D Solutions, and you have a piece of equipment here that is technologically amazing, and wow, I don't know what they put in it, but...
Well, and that's...
It's best.
It is, and it's a good segue into why did Zeiss get involved in VR, because Zeiss is known for lenses, right?
Absolutely.
They're 170 years old. They're really the premier lens designer.
Right.
They make 25% of all prescription eyewear. We have lenses on the Hubble Space Telescope. We make lenses for planetariums. We make lenses for virtually every aspect of the medical community.
I think they're the go-to lens. I mean, yep. I think most people would agree with me in terms of optics. It's just, it's been that way even when I was I'm a little bit older than you, but I mean, I remember when I was a kid, a Zeiss lens was like, wow.
Yeah. Yep. And obviously,
actually,
Insigne.
Microscopes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. All aspects of medical technology, microscopes. We make the optical imaging machines.
All kinds of technology in it, and then they're going to make a wipe. It just shows you, you know, that they care. It's kind of interesting.
Bottom line is, if it has to do with the eyes, Zeiss is going to be involved in some way, and more than likely in a big way. So let's go back in time to 2014, when Facebook invested $2 billion in Oculus Rift. That got the world's attention, including it got Zeiss's attention. Our CEO actually tasked our engineering team with developing a lens that would be suitable for what they call a near-to-eye experience,
right,
or a virtual reality experience, because most VR headsets just have an ordinary lens.
Right.
So basically what they ended up with was they developed a special lens specifically designed for virtual reality. And it takes all aspects of that near-to-eye experience, because really with virtual reality, so this is one of our VR headsets, not that much different than some of the others, like
right,
the Samsung, etc. And basically you're putting a phone inside of it. So
right,
now if you hold that phone this close to your face, not only are you not going to be able to see it, but it's going
right,
to cause lots of eye.
People miss when they're buying, you know, these types of apparatuses, because a lot of you folks go out and buy these cardboard boxes and you're sliding your phone into it. If you really want to go the professional route, you really want to, A, choose a manufacturer like Zeiss to give you the optics, which is going to give you the quality. And I think it's interesting to look at the engineering that goes in this box.
Lenses as well.
I did not.
Right?
Obviously, I didn't know that.
Just snaps right on. Now, this is a translucent cover, okay? And what that means is when it's on here, and I'll show you, snaps right on like that. the way that the cartridge here, and now this works for any smartphone. This is a Google phone in here, okay? And it'll fit any phone, 4.7 to 5.5 inches.
You know, I look at this and there's certain companies that just have an elegance about design. I think everybody would agree if you bought any Apple product, whether you like Apple or not. But certainly there's an elegance in the packaging.
The iPhone?
Yeah.
I don't want to put a rubber band on it to hold it on.
Right.
So it falls off,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen.
On my face. Right. At least with this, it slides in nice and easy. And you even give you little hash marks here. You can line up the center line.
Wow.
So
for alignment.
Your side-by-side
right.
Screen.
And the alignment's important because when you put this device on, if the alignment's off, you don't get the full benefit of the 3D.
Now, all that sounded really good, but if when you put it on, it doesn't look amazing, none of it matters, right? So I'm going to invite you to just stick this on real quick. I got a video playing in here.
Question is, do I do the glasses or
no
glasses?
That's the beauty. So when the engineers design the lenses, a lot of the...
I love doing this show. This is so much fun. I get to see all the gadgets. I get to try them out. Let's check it out.
Now look around. Did you see the movie Magic Beasts?
No, but I want to.
You're inside, when you see the movie, you'll see what that's all about. You're inside his beast shed, his tool shed. It's awesome. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah,
see
here we go.
Yeah. Touch the little scroll in front of you on the table if you see it. There you go.
Really cool. Very impressive.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it enormously. We're going to be testing this out after NAB. I can't wait. This is really, really a cool device. So now, one thing I need to ask, price point and where would you get this?
Yeah. So right now the VR1's available in 2,600 retail stores.
That's all?
In the U.S., yeah. So every Best Buy and every Target store have them in stock. They're $129 is the retail price, so it's actually a very favorable price. It's affordable for me.
That's awesome. Thank you so much,
right.
Folks. Mr.
Thank
Dave
you.
Hudson here. Thank you. I appreciate you coming in.
All right. Nice meeting you.
All right. We'll be right back after a station identification.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.